Hey everybody, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's episode, I wanted to talk about making sure your ladder is up against the right wall. Now you might be thinking he's lost his mind again. But what I wanted to talk about is a little bit about my history, a bit about my experiences, about chasing after whatever my dyslexic mind put in front of me. One of the big challenges and benefits of dyslexia is that we're so creative and we've got so much power in our minds to dream up weird and wonderful things. But so often I'd find myself running down a path that led me nowhere. And I want to talk a little bit about that, how I've adjusted my scope around that, and some lessons for anyone with dyslexia or ADHD to help them pick what they should be doing next. So let's dive into today's episode. Okay, I love that saying, is your ladder up against the right wall? So often in life and work, many of us with dyslexia, we kind of get so overwhelmed by the minutiae of the day-to-day stuff that we're dealing with, and we overthink the path we're on or what we're doing. So often, we can kind of get lost along the way, and it can take a bit of time to work out how to best use our minds and get it pushing, should we say, in the same direction. It sometimes feels like when someone says to me, get your ducks in a row, or they used to say to me, my ducks would be everywhere. And they'd be forming a couple of different rows, one over here, one over there. There'd be a couple of ducks having a party in the corner. These ducks would never get in a row, right? And it took a long time to work out how to get that to work. Now, did that mean I didn't have success? In certain things, I really built some pretty cool success. And some of it was pretty awesome. But a lot of the times, what would happen is it would be more due to dumb luck and me just chasing after anything that looked a little bit shiny, rather than actually making my life a little bit easier and doing the simple things. Because you imagine the dyslexic, you know, the neurodiverse mind is so, so powerful that when it is actually trained in one direction, it's really useful. It does a lot of good stuff. It gets you to where you actually want to go. Our issue can be because we can see so many amazing things, our brains are so visual and spatial, that they can get really sidetracked. And they can think, hey, this is the path I need to go down to succeed. And then 3 months later or 2 weeks later, it goes, actually, I need to go down this path to succeed, or this path to succeed. Or the minute you start to hit up against enough roadblocks in your life and right in front of you, you literally just want to change and move somewhere else. Now, I've heard this called a lot of things like, you know, everything from rejection, you know, the fear of rejection. So you change and you do something else. All these different, there's so many variations, but I wanted to give my take on it. And this is my personal belief. This is what I've seen in my life. Take what you like from this, throw away what you don't. But when I heard that saying again today, making sure my ladder was up against the right wall, it was a really good time to hear it for me, because we can so easily find ourselves just climbing this giant ladder, get to the top and go, wow, I'm at the top, and then realize, oh, this was the wrong ladder I was on, or I didn't put it up against the right place, right? And, you know, so many dyslexics come to me and ask questions about, you know, all of the little stuff, the minutiae about dyslexia. But what really is happening is their brain is controlling what they do. Their mind is taking them on a journey that they may or may not want to be a passenger of. And this used to happen to me. I'd go through years where every year felt like I was on a completely new and different journey. It was like the amount of things that would change each year would be mind-blowing. And a part of that I would put down to growth, that's what I tell myself, is you're just growing. As you learn new things, you're growing. But when I look back, what would happen is a lot of the same stuff that probably needed to change would actually stay the same. And the stuff that I found easy to change would change. And I'd just mark it all up as growth and say, wow, it's just the way my mind works. It's just who I am as a person. What a ride. And it would usually lead, you know, how it would happen for me is it would be 8 or 9 months of the year, I'd be working really hard and excited, and then I would have burnout for 3, 4, 5 months of the year as we got to the end of my kind of calendar year. And then bang, I'd reset everything and then start again and do the same thing again. Now, there were some wins and losses, And people can say, hey, that's kind of life, right? But actually, I, you know, continued to just reset things. And I didn't actually feel like I was moving forward. Because what really is moving forward? What really is putting this ladder up against the wall? What are you really working towards as a person? You know, for many years, I was just chasing the next thing I thought I wanted. And I'd get it, kind of like a gold medal at the Olympics, you know, and go, wow, I've reached this target that I really thought I wanted. I've reached the top of this ladder. What now? And it just wouldn't fulfill me with anything. So often it would just be like, oh, great, what's next? And before I'd even enjoyed what I'd actually achieved, I'd be pushing on to the next thing. My brain wouldn't even let me enjoy it. And I see this a lot with dyslexics and those with ADHD, is that the actual journey to something is so much more powerful and enjoyable, even through the hard bits, than actually what the result is. Does that make sense? Does that ring true with the way you feel sometimes? Because it definitely feels like that with me. I'm always chasing on to the next thing, on to the next thing. But what's even worse is when you've gone through this journey and you've had some ups and downs, but then you get to the end and you realize actually what I've achieved is not what I wanted. Now, I've seen this in my own life in relationships. I used to go after the wrong women and the wrong people, trying to win at something rather than get what I really needed out of it. I've seen this in business. I used to chase these right-brained ideas that seemed like such an awesome thing in my head. And I'd go so far down the track of creating them. And then I'd hold on to them too long until I got bored. And then I'd just throw them away. Were they good ideas? Some of them may have had merit, but a lot of them were never the right idea for me. I was chasing accolades. I was chasing people to say, well done. You're very smart, Stephen. You're great. You're good at this. You know, all this external validation, right? And I see this again so often, is because, you know, we're not actually sure in ourselves what we want to achieve. We're desperate for other people to tell us we've done the right thing. You know, you're good enough, or you've made the right choice, or wow, how did you do that? You're brilliant. You know, it's nice to hear that stuff, right? And so we kind of chase that. But in this whole journey, we get lost and we go, why was I chasing that in the first place? I didn't really want that. You know, I was after something that, you know, wasn't on the can. Didn't really help me, right? And, you know, often I would find myself with that ladder up against the wrong wall. And so what I want to talk about now is, how do you pick the wall for you? How do you actually pick what you want? You know, so often we find ourselves borrowing goals from others. If we see someone on a TV show with a fancy item, we kind of go after it, right? I want that car. I want that thing. And with dyslexics, if I'm honest, I see two paths when it comes to material goods. One, when we're actually aiming for stuff. One is like myself, and I just don't care. It's nice to have a couple of nice things that are practical, but pretty stuff for the sake of pretty stuff doesn't interest me at all. I have no interest, to a point where you go, what does he actually want, you know, from that physical side? You then get other friends that I've got who, again, are dyslexic, and they love it, man. They love the watches. They love the cars. You know, they're always chasing the next thing, the new thing, and that's what they're after. They're always chasing that. But nonetheless, none of it ever makes them really happy. None of it really gets them to this place of wonder that they've been dreaming of, right? They're not really building what they thought they wanted. You know, I've got a friend who buys cars and stuff like that, and, you know, he just buys it, sells it on to the next person, moves on, changes, adjusts, thinks he wants it. And all at the same time, it's actually just causing friction, or a lot of it's causing friction in his life. Now, does he not enjoy driving the car quickly? I'm sure he does, to a point. But is it actually the goal that's going to make him happy? Is it going to lead him to less burnout in his life? Because this is the key, right? You know, you've got to be able to enjoy the journey you're going on. You've got to be able to enjoy the day-to-day stuff, because that's where you're doing most of it. Like, if you set goals for a year and the only time you're going to be happy with that goal is once you have it at the end, you're going to have a miserable life. I'll give you that for free. You're going to have a really miserable life. And you can kind of lie to yourself and say, I'm doing it for a reason. But you know yourself, you're not really doing it for that reason, right? You know it's probably not going to make you as happy as you hope it will. Maybe it does give you some fire and drive for a little while, but I'll tell you, it's going to peter out. And I see this with dyslexic after dyslexic after dyslexic, borrowing these dreams. So what do I suggest? How to pick what you want? How do you actually decide? Because it's really tough, right? And I wish I had like a simple black and white answer, but I don't. And this is the kind of round and round point of this podcast, is that you've actually got to be willing to move that ladder. You got to realize when you're 3 or 4 steps up your ladder, that you need to actually be asking in and checking in with yourself quicker. Because this is the problem. Not the problem that I went after women that I didn't actually want. It was that at some point in that journey, when I was a couple of feet up that ladder, I should have asked myself, is this actually right for me? How do I feel in this moment, present here? Am I actually going the right way? I wasn't checking in with myself. I got so far down the track, I could be 3 or 4 years into a relationship only to realize I'd gone up the wrong ladder. And 3 to 4 years is a long time. And this is the same in business. When I come up with a business idea, it's like, you know, once I double down on something, or if I told a few people that I had this great idea and I'd started it, I'd sometimes drive myself for 2-3 years into a business that halfway down, I just didn't care about it anymore. I didn't like it. I didn't enjoy it. And if I really thought about it 2 or 3 months in, if I'd had someone to bounce it off against or to be actually stand there and think about it, I would have stopped it a lot earlier. And, you know, I would have given, knowing what I know now, I'd have given myself more space to say, hey, I went the wrong way. I went 3 or 4 steps up a ladder that I shouldn't have. And I only know that because I went up that ladder. I wouldn't have known it before I got on that ladder, you know. And so the key is being open to putting your ladder up against more walls. The key is about stepping onto that ladder, going up a couple of rungs, and then feeling into who you are and asking yourself deep questions. You know, asking people around you, do you think I'm happy doing this? What do you think of this? And what do you think of me doing this is the real question. Get some external feedback. And really ask yourself, is this going to make me happy? You know, I've been doing this question a lot with me in business at the moment. I've been chasing some stuff that's really, it's actually quite fun. It's expanding me and I'm learning from it. But I've decided that I want to do it, but I want to slow it down a bit. I could get what I want without going into too much detail. I could get what I want in 6 months if I work like a slave. But I don't want to work like a slave. I don't want to sit there with anxiety of, will this work? Will it work quick enough? Oh my gosh. I'd rather do it over a couple of years and enjoy the journey. Take some breaks. You know, ride the fun part of the journey, realizing that the journey is the fun bit. Climbing the ladder is what we do. It's not what's at the top. Or it's not what's at the bottom either. It's that bit in the middle. You know, there's no race to the end. And that's what I want to share with people who are getting stuck about picking things is, you know, make sure you take that first leap. Try things. But don't beat yourself up if you feel like you've made the wrong leap. And jump off that ladder quicker. Don't hold on because you think you have to. You know, there's a term in business called sunk costs, where you put a bit of money in something and you keep going with it because you've already put money in. But 9 times out of 10, if that's the only reason you're doing it, because you've got some sunk cost in the game, you've already got some money invested, you're probably going to fail. It's probably not going to work. 9 times out of 10, it won't work if you've got sunk costs and that's the only driver behind you moving forward. So think about that in life. Maybe you have invested some time into learning the guitar, but 3 weeks in, you're like, I hate the guitar. Well, let it go. Let it go after 1 week if you decide, actually, it's not for me. But if there's something else that does drive you, go after it. Own it. Realize it's your thing. That's how I've started deciding. And, you know, I can decide on that second round of the ladder, I do want to climb this ladder, but I'm not in a rush. I'm going to enjoy climbing that ladder over a longer period of time. Or I've started that ladder, I'm going to jump off. As a business, I've basically done that with recently. It's been sitting there for 5 or 6 years. And I keep thinking, oh, I'll go back to that ladder. But it's actually just creating a dust pile in the corner. And instead, I can move it on and I've got a new bit of wall space that I could add another ladder to or add something else I want to climb. So yeah, just wanted to share, guys. Hope that's added some value to your day. Just been having a rant. Hope you have an epic rest of your day, and I'll be back on Thursday.